This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey Kylie, how you doing?
Hi George.
And you doing okay? How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm doing awesome. It's been really fun, you know, doing these interviews and getting something to do during quarantine. I mean, there's not really much I can be doing.
Well, yeah, I know the feeling. I've got loads to chat to you about. But as you just mentioned, you've been doing loads of interviews, and I do this thing where I chat to some brilliant actors and actresses who come on to talk about their film and TV shows, where I ask them to do a 10-second sell for their show or their film. So could you, in 10 seconds, summarise for me Gabby Duran and The Unsittables?
Yes, I think I can.
Well, your time starts now then.
So, Gabby Duran and The Unsittables is about a young girl who moves to a new town from Miami with her sister and her mom. And she moves to this town, and it's very fish out of water. She doesn't really fit in. She doesn't vibe with the town. But it quickly becomes super interesting when she figures out that there's aliens living amongst the humans in this town. And very quickly, she becomes the babysitter to those aliens and basically becomes the best babysitter in the galaxy.
Boom. That was a round of applause. Come on. Round of applause for that. You can tell you have been nailing these interviews over the last few, well, years, I guess. But what I want to know is, knowing all of the Disney Channel legends that have come before you, we're talking Demi, Miley, Zendaya, I could most definitely go on. What does it feel like to sit there right now and have your very own show on the Disney Channel?
It's really just an out of this world experience.
No pun intended,
but it's so crazy because, yeah, like you mentioned, Selena, Zendaya, those are all girls that I looked up to as a kid. And I just remember like being so in awe of them and just wanting to do what they were doing and always copying what they were doing and their fashion and, you know, trying to do Zendaya's dance moves. And, you know, I always hold them as like one of my biggest inspirations and for one of the reasons why I was so drawn to Disney Channel. And now the fact that I'm in their position and I have like young kids looking up to me, and it's really just a dream come true, and I'm beyond grateful.
Have you had the chance to meet any of the kind of proper Disney Channel legends yet?
Yeah, I actually have. I met Selena on set of Wizards of Waverly Place. They had like a live audience for one of the episodes, and I went there when I was like 6 years old, and I got to meet her, and I still remember it. She like was like wearing this perfume, and it smelled like, I think I said it smelled like donuts or something. Oh. I told my dad she smelled like donuts.
Now we know what Selena smells like. So it sounds delicious.
And I met Zendaya too a few times. I actually met her like 2 times, but she is so sweet, and they're both really sweet girls.
Now let's talk about being stuck at home over the last few months. How's it been for you? Where have you spent it? Who have you spent it with? Well, I know you spent it in Los Angeles, but has it been all right? Have you been coping?
Yeah, I have been. You know, in the beginning, it was a little strange. And I was like, this is like a big adjustment to like what I'm used to. And I'm one of those people that always loves to be like on the go and working. Over this quarantine, I've been able to just enjoy some like relaxation time, and I'm still finding some stuff to do and get, and I have some music in the works, and I'm actually filming a animation movie that I've been able to luckily do from home because it's all voiceover. So I've been able to work on some stuff. It's been good.
You've been busy. You've been productive. I love that. I mean, well done, because most of us have just sat in our pajamas watching Netflix and Disney Plus. So,
well, the first like month to 2 months of quarantine, that was all I did. So,
well, I think you're in the same boat as many of us here. Have you had to do schoolwork at all since we've been at home or not?
Well, I was actually in school for the beginning of quarantine, but I actually just recently got let out, I guess, because it's summer. So I've been out of school now for like probably like a month or 2 months. So it's been nice.
So one thing I talk about on my show is our listeners' stuck-at-home skills. So I think that everybody over the last few months has had a lot more time on their hands. Obviously, it sounds like you've been very busy, but people have either been like learning an instrument or getting better at playing an instrument. They might have been like baking for the first time, dancing. Have you got a stuck-at-home skill that you've been working on over the last few months?
Yeah, I actually do. I learned to do a headstand. I was very determined after I saw one of my friends doing a headstand on her Instagram Live. So I decided to learn, and I kind of got it pretty good. I learned how to do like a handstand like flip into the pool. So that's pretty cool. And I learned how to telepathically talk with goats.
Yeah, you know what? I learned that last one too. You know what? I was in doing some research for our chat. I was having a little look on your TikTok channel, and I didn't realize that you have got like millions of people following you on TikTok, and your dances are incredible. But your TikTok did confirm for me one thing that I've been seeing a lot of since we've been in this quarantine period, that before this happened, TikTok was like exclusively for younger people. And since we've been at home for ages, TikTok is filled with dads. I see dads on TikTok absolutely everywhere, including on your TikTok. What is going on? Why are dads taking over TikTok? Is it because they're just bored at home?
I think now, like, you know, the kids on TikTok, we were so adamant that it stayed a kids app. But honestly, I think it's for everyone. Like, doesn't matter what age you are. If you want to go on TikTok, make funny videos, make dance videos, whatever your age is, I don't think that should matter. And I think now people are way more open with it, letting their dads go on their accounts and make videos with them. I've definitely always been open to making videos with my dad because he's really funny, and it's cool to make videos with him. But yeah, even like the adults on my show, they were like, Kylie, should I like get a TikTok? Like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, come on, like, you should. I'll teach you like what to do.
Yeah.
And I was giving Nathan Lovejoy, who plays Principal Swift on my show, I was giving him like a little TikTok lesson, and now he got his wings, and now he's flying and soaring over TikTok. He's making tons of videos, and they're really funny.
You got to be careful, though, Kylie, because you never know. He might just become super TikTok famous, and then he's going to have more followers than you. And then that's not going to be okay. In your show, you babysit aliens. You've told us that already. So here goes the big question. This is a big question. Get ready for this one. You've probably not been asked a question quite this challenging so far, you know, in all of your years of doing interviews. So just get ready for this. If you had to pick one other famous alien to look after, would you go for E.T., Jar Jar Binks, or Bumblebee from Transformers?
Oh my gosh, that's an amazing question.
I did warn you. I did warn you, Kylie.
All the way.
I'm most definitely with you. Like, Jar Jar Binks is annoying. Bumblebee can't really speak to you properly. E.T. is a proper legend. So yeah, we're on the same page there. Good stuff. You know, in a few years' time, you will be joining the alumni of the Disney Channel Hall of Fame, no doubt. So I've got 5 questions for you to test your Disney Channel knowledge. They're not too tricky, don't worry. Let's see. And
okay,
people that are listening at home can play along to this too. So here goes. Question number one is, and I think you're going to know this because you may have been a part of one of the shows. But what was Raven Baxter's ability in That's So Raven? Was it A, reading minds, B, seeing into the future, or C, juggling?
Being into the future.
Of course you knew that. Of course you did. Let's get a little bit more tricky now. But again, bearing in mind you were at the taping of one of these shows, I think you're going to nail this. How many siblings does Alex Russo have? A1, B2, or C3?
B2.
Of course. Number three. Hannah Montana. In Hannah Montana, what was the name of Miley's best friend? A, Lily, B, Jess, or C, Michelle?
Lily.
Yeah, these are too easy. Question number four. Which hotel did Zach and Cody live in? A, the Walton, B, the Langton, or C, the Tipton?
C, Tipton.
Yes, it is. All right, this last one's a bit tricky because I don't want you walking away with 5 out of 5. So the East High in High School Musical is located where? A, Ohio, B, Arizona, or C, New Mexico?
Arizona.
No, New Mexico. But 4 out of 5 is good. Round of applause. Round of applause. Four out of 5 is very good.
Oh my gosh, no. Dang, that was a hard one.
That was, well, I told you, you can't have them all easy. Right, before you go, I have got one question. This is another thing we do on the show, and we had Gabriel Bateman, a brilliant actor. He was on the show last week chatting about this. I ask people about their film confessions. These are the films that people have either never seen or perhaps don't like. So, you know, everybody, you know, has that film where like all of your friends have seen it and they love it. And you've like either never seen that film and you kind of just pretend that you know all about it, or secretly inside you saw it and you hated it. So have you got a film confession to share with me?
Okay, I think I got one. My film confession is I have never seen Harry Potter.
Oh my goodness gracious! Kylie, that is a huge one. Oh, I love that. So now that you're at home over, you know, you've still got probably a bit more time at home than usual. Why not have a Harry Potter binge and like do like one a week or one a day?
Exactly. Yep. That's what I've been saying. I'm like quarantine, the perfect opportunity to just dive right into all the Harry Potter stuff I've been missing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Make that happen. Kylie, it's been such a pleasure chatting to you. You're so talented, and people should most definitely check out Gabby Joanna and the Unsittables on the Disney Channel over here in the UK. Best of luck with everything. It sounds like you're going to be super busy over the next few months. So lovely to chat, and hopefully we'll speak soon.
Oh, thank you so much. I had so much fun. Have a great day.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.